everyone, welcome to episode 13 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Harry Van Dalen, a graduate of Student Radio this year and just finishing up his time as the North West and North Wales Regional Officer for the SRA. Let's get into the interview and hear more about Harry's Student Radio journey. I'm here with Harry Van Dalen. So, Harry, where did your interest in radio begin?
Dina, it's a good question. I was at the University of Brighton in Hastings before I went to Salford. And I remember I was sat on my first week, I was downstairs in the cafe, and someone on my course came over to me and they said, "Oh, I've got this student radio show if you want to come on it." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll see what it's all about." And then we went to the studios and we sat down. It was me and two other guys. And I know the first song we ever played was Coldplay. And they got me to back announce it afterwards. So I was like, "Oh, that's Coldplay on Buzz Radio." And I remember as soon as I started speaking, I was like, there's something amazing about this. And I don't know what it is, but it's so good. And I suppose that's where my interest kind of started. And then I moved university because it wasn't quite the right university for me. And when I changed uni, the one thing I wanted was a good student radio station because I realised how important it was. So then I moved to Shock Radio in Salford. And I kind of continued my love for student radio because it was good in Brighton, but I knew it could be better. We had this kind of tiny studio at the end of the corridor. And it had three chairs in, a computer, and all the like technical stuff. And you'd do your show and then you'd go home. And it was like, it was fun, but I knew there was kind of different elements of student radio to explore. And then I went to Shock and yeah, it was the best 3 years of my life.
What made you choose to join and get involved with your university student radio station?
Well, of course, when I moved over from Brighton, it was the first thing I looked for was a decent student radio station. And I'd done some research of Shock and I was like, this is amazing. I saw the studios, the production offices. And it was the first thing I did at Freshers' Fair. Everyone went to get all the freebies. I was like, no, I'm going to go and sign up right now. And I signed up and had a chat with them all. And then one night they sent me a phone call and I had a conversation about what kind of show I wanted. And the first year, I was finding my feet again, obviously, because I was new to it. But I loved it because when your show had finished, you'd kind of go into production offices outside. You'd have a chat with people. You'd go and meet up with them afterwards for a drink. You'd talk about each other's shows. You'd have all the socials. And it was amazing. And then from that moment onwards, I just loved everything about it, and I would do my show every week, and it was the highlight of my week by far, was knowing that I'd be on the radio every Monday doing what I love to do. It's amazing. I just love everything about student radio. I could talk about it. I could write a dissertation on it. I could write 10 dissertations on it if I tried. It's so good. I just love it.
So what were some of your highlights during your time in student radio?
Oh, that's a hard question. I don't think I can pick out a single moment. I think what I tried to do, so I did the Drive Time show for 2 years with my producer and best mate, producer Chris. I think it's easy when you do student radio to just, you can go and you can do your show every week and that's great. But I always wanted to kind of push the boundaries a bit, and I'm quite a creative guy, and I think the secret to like a really good student radio show is to build a brand around the show. So people kind of knew me for my kind of creativeness and kind of personality, I suppose. And people kind of tune in for that. So every week we try and do something completely different because students at the end of the day are the people who listen to you. And not all of them are interested in kind of, oh, have you said that song up to sound good? Or did you do a good link? They're kind of interested in you and what you do. And can you kind of make them laugh after a stressful day of university? So naturally, I loved all the kind of nerdy stuff of speaking up to start to songs and back announcing and kind of forming a connection with the listener. But I wanted to do that in a way that kind of also pushed my boundaries a bit. So I kind of could be creative. So we did loads of stuff. We did hunt down Harry. That was a massive feature where I would go and hide on university campus somewhere, and we'd get different people from the station to come and find me live on air. So we'd be playing songs in the studio, and between links they would come and we'd have phone calls, and I'd be like, oh, I've just changed location. And it all ended when I got hungry all of a sudden, and we were aware we had like 10 minutes left of the show. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to a vending machine on campus. And so that narrowed it down. They could choose like one of six vending machines. And I was ordering some Maltesers live on air as I got caught. And I never got to eat the Maltesers. I was so gutted. So I paid £1 for Maltesers and then just left them in the vending machine because I was too busy running away. So we did that. We did, I got my show sponsored by Quiche, the National Board of Quiche. It's this company who love to like promote quiche. So I thought, I don't know how that happened. I still don't. But it was another way of kind of doing something a bit differently, I suppose. It got people talking around campus. Like when I interviewed a duck one week, I found out that National Duck Day was a thing. I didn't have a clue. But we were a month late to celebrate it. But we still did it. So one show I went and I interviewed a duck live on the radio. I don't know why I did it. I honestly don't have a clue, especially since it was a month late. But the ducks don't know that, do they? So, yeah, we celebrated National Duck Day on the radio. It's endless the amount of stuff I've done. But it was just to try and push the boundaries a bit and be creative. Because as much as I want to be in radio in the future, I know I won't get the chance to do the kind of absolute nonsense you get to do on student radio. And that's what I just love about it. People want to... Uni can be a really stressful time. It can bring up a lot of kind of mental health issues. People can get stressed out. And I think student radio is so good because you can just go and relax. You can go and switch off a bit. And it would be what got me through some of the week, being like, oh, I can be on the radio and I can kind of do what I love to do. And that's just so good. And the people in it are just amazing. Like, I've met some of the best people I've ever met through student radio. It's phenomenal. I just love it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things about student radio. It gives you that freedom to just kind of do whatever you want with your showtime and just explore before you kind of go out there. If you want a career in radio, then it's that time before that when you can just sort of mess around and experiment a bit.
100%. And it's amazing how people do it for different reasons. Some people do it because they want to do it professionally, like I do. But I tried to draw the line, doing it professionally, but also doing it in a way that would kind of attract the students to listen, because not every student wants to sit down and listen to you introduce Ed Sheeran for an hour. You know, they get a bit bored of that. So you want to do stuff which will constantly kind of relate to the listeners, and university life is so brilliant for doing that. And people do a show just to have an on-air laugh with their mates, and that's amazing. That's what student radio is for. And people do it to do podcasts. People do it to do the technical side, people do it for news, people do it for producing. It's whatever you want to do, you can find a way to get involved. Even if you just go to a pub every Friday night for people, you know, it's still a way to kind of share the love of student radio around.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like...
And that's what I tried to do.
I feel like I'm definitely one of those people at the start. I just was like, here's a song, this is who it is. Here's the next song. But like, now that I'm getting into my student radio, because I'm at my end of my second year, I'm realizing, like, I'll do a link and I'll realize, oh, I need to improve. That was just a music link. I need to say something interesting surrounding it.
There's nothing wrong with doing that kind of stuff, though. It's still great radio, and I actually love doing it. There's nothing better than coming out of a song, talking into the next one, doing like a time update, seeing how people are. I absolutely love that. But I did also try and find the balance, because I think it's just me as a kind of personality. I like to be a bit crazy at times. And that's how I could kind of get my love for student radio across, I think, doing stuff that people generally have never done before. And we won four university awards for the show I did, Chris, which is like really nice, because it's kind of validation from like your students that they kind of like listening as well. I don't know, I miss it so much, and I I loved every second of it. It was, I would do university life again just to do student radio. I do mechanics. I know nothing about mechanics at all. I would study a degree in mechanics just so I could do student radio again.
What made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
So this all actually started. One night we had the AGM for our shock committee for my final year. And I applied to be station manager because I kind of wanted to show my love for student radio and kind of help other people have the same journey it's given me, because it gave me so much confidence. I wanted to give some of that back. A long story short, I lost that vote, and I kind of, it didn't upset me, but I was a bit disappointed. So I thought, I wonder what I can do next. And the current regional officer, who's also in my uni, she came over to me and said, you should be the regional officer for the Student Radio Association for the North West and North Wales. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it, because I felt like I come to a level where I wanted to do something a bit different for my final year. I wanted to get the absolute most I could out of student radio. So I said I'd do the regional officer, and I applied for it, and I gave my speech at the kind of election night to be it. I didn't fully actually know what the position would involve. I just knew it was kind of supporting student radio. And I thought, that's enough. That's kind of what I want to do. So I applied for it. I won the vote, which is amazing. It's not actually, because I was the only person who applied for it. So if I lost that would have been amazing. It would have been the story of my life if I lost a vote to a competition where I had no competition. So I became the student radio regional officer for the North West and North Wales, and that kind of started my next chapter in student radio life, I suppose. I then became the deputy station manager for Shock as well. And when I became that, I kind of liked it a bit more, because I could still kind of do my thing, but with less kind of, I didn't get all the kind of stuff thrown at me. I just helped and supported the station manager, my mate Ed, to do kind of what he needed to do. I was kind of, if he couldn't be bothered to send an email, I'd kind of send it, you know, kind of just help out as much as I could. That's all I've wanted to do, is kind of in my final year of university to give back to like student radio what it's given me, because my university life would have been absolutely nothing without it. Anyway, so I've completely gone off topic there. But yeah, I applied for the SRA and I've become the regional officer. And ever since, I've kind of been supporting and promoting student radio across the North West and North Wales. I say North Wales, we haven't actually got any stations in North Wales yet. There haven't been any for ages. I don't know where they are. I think there's more sheep in North Wales than there are stations. But it's a great region and there's so much potential. But yeah, there aren't actually any stations part of the SRA in North Wales yet. So I've got half a region. That's not bad.
So going on from that, what does your role as North West and North Wales regional officer for the SRA entail?
So I suppose a lot of people, the SRA can probably seem a bit daunting. If people have a question, they're like, who do I go to? There's like 12 people who all love student radio. Who do I ask my question to? So I suppose I'm that person in the middle. So if any stations ever have a question that they want to ask, they will message me and I'll help them out, because my job is to effectively support and promote student radio across the region and make sure the stations are happy. Make sure they know about upcoming SRA events like the conference we do and the awards nights, and also training days. So training days are where, as a regional officer, you put together what I like to call it is Glastonbury without the music or without the field. It's like a student radio Glastonbury day, right? And people come along from all over the region, all different stations. You sit together, you chat together, you kind of tell everyone what you do, but you also listen to loads of like industry talks. So the biggest part of my kind of job this year has been organizing those talks to come to the student radio training days. And they can be anything. We've had like presenters, we've had producers, we've had people who make audio, podcasts, imaging. You have to try and choose topics that are going to relate to the people coming. So I know sport is quite big. Podcasts are becoming up and current. You've got to think to yourself, these are students who are going to travel from, I don't know, Manchester to Lancaster to come just to hear some talks from industry people. So you've got to make the day worthwhile. And you've got to think, if I don't want to go, no one else is going to go. So you've got to make the day as special as you can. And it is such a brilliant day because you know people have kind of used their own time to come to this event. And everyone's kind of sharing the student radio love around. So it's a day where everyone can kind of celebrate their achievements. They can kind of talk about what they've done. And they can also mingle with industry and kind of get industry contacts, which might help them go on to get a job in the future. And then also part of the SRA, I helped out with the awards night in London at the Indigo O2 Arena. And I was on the VIP coat room. So I was like taking all the coats and jackets and bags from all the guests. And I was having to put like raffle tickets on them. And it was the biggest pressure I've ever had in my life because I didn't want like all these industry to come back to me at the end of the night and go, oh, I've lost my jacket, mate. Where is it? And I'd have about 200 jackets behind me. I had to put them on coat hangers. All the raffle tickets kept on splitting. It was the most stressful 2 hours of my life. But it's stuff you've got to do to kind of make the contacts and just help out with student radio. That's what I do. I'm here to support it. I'm here to promote it. And I'm here to make sure that the regions in my area get the most out of their student radio journey that they can do.
What experience have you had of working in the radio industry?
Not a lot, I'll be honest. This is where I find myself at my kind of life now. I had a lot of stuff planned that I was going to be doing kind of in this rough time, but then something called coronavirus happened. I don't know if you're aware of it. And every day since, I've kind of been sat in the bath drinking gin every night. So it's like, I've been getting drunk in the bath when in fact, I should have been doing like all this work experience. And now I've kind of left student radio. I kind of thought when I was doing like shock, that felt like industry work to me because I treated it like industry work. I planned the show for the producer. We'd kind of talk about what we do, make it as good as we could do. We'd listen back to it. It felt like industry work, but it wasn't industry work. And so now I'm kind of sat here and I'm sending emails. I'm trying to talk to people. I'm making demos. I've sent my documentary out that I made for my final year project to as many people as I can think of. And obviously I've made contacts through student radio, but it's researching as well. So I don't actually currently work in the industry. I would love to. So if any people are listening, hello. But I'm not currently doing anything. And I would love to, but I'm trying so hard to find a job because there is nothing that motivates me more than being able to move back to Manchester or wherever I find a job in radio and get started in it. Because I know I want to be a presenter. I know that's in my passion. But what student radio has taught me is there's so much more than just presenting. There's everything that goes on kind of backstage in a sense in the studios. I want to get involved with. So I'm trying so hard to find some industry work. And the day I do, I'll be so happy because I know how passionate I am to do this. And that's what like the SRA has taught me. That's what doing student radio has taught me. It's given me all the skills I need. I know there's still a long way to go, but I cannot wait to find a job. But I'm currently emailing people. I'm getting my name out there as much as I can. I think making demos is really important and just trying to speak to as many people as possible because you never quite know. One person might know someone else. And then through that, you might get your dream job. But I do spend every second of the day at the moment just updating my email. I keep on pressing the refresh button. I mean, there's nothing else to do. Let's face it. It's either that or watch like Grand Designs on the telly. But I'm just constantly refreshing my email to see if someone's kind of slid into my DMs, I suppose. That's the cringiest thing I've ever said. I cannot believe I just said that.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing all the right things. That's like the tips that we've been given to do. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure someone will get back to you soon. And you're doing all the right things to help get your name out there into the industry.
I do play a game. I'm playing the game at the moment. Am I going to get a industry reply first or a Tinder match? I can't quite work it out. It's quite close so far.
So you sort of mentioned this throughout. So I understand you just finished your time at university. Do you have any plans to work in the radio industry?
Oh, 100%. I would love to see myself there. But I think I've broadened my horizons of what I might want to do. Presenting is my passion, but I made a documentary for my final year project and I thought I quite like this. I like interviewing people, I like editing, I like jingles. I'm a massive jingle nerd. I made jingles for Shock for a year. I call myself a jingle man. I kind of did all the show jingles. So there's so much to radio that I want to explore it all in a sense. So I'm not going to turn down any opportunity. Because once you're inside the door, you can chat to the right people and you can probably slowly get to where you want to be and kind of define exactly what you want to do. But yeah, currently now I'm just sending emails, hoping for the best. I think there's loads of events that the SRA do to help you kind of get a job in the industry. There's a demo factor, which is a massive kind of, you send all your presenter demos in. And have buzzes, and if they don't like your demo, they'll press a buzzer. And there's huge people doing that. There's like people who are incredible who run that. There's then the awards night as well. If you win a student radio award, that's pretty big. You know, that's something to be proper proud of. That would go straight at the top of my CV. And then there's student radio, there's a training days. So I think you've got to do everything because you're never quite sure who you're going to meet. And conference as well, which got cancelled this year. It was meant to be in Salford. It was really sad when that got cancelled because that's when you get the biggest people in radio. You get them come to your university. It's like the biggest come dine with me ever, I suppose, without the cooking. It's you get all these people come over and that's when you do all your networking. You speak to them after the talks. You see them in the bar. You kind of buy them a pint or seven and you chat to them. And it's about chatting to people. We're a chatty industry. That's what radio is about. It's about talking. So if you talk to people, you will eventually, hopefully, manage to get to your final goal.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about the Student Radio Association is for people like us that have been through student radio, it gives us the opportunities to sort of get that networking, get talking to people and hear from their perspective, like their experiences in radio as well.
Of course, they were all that at one point as well. So everyone's got their own journey to tell. Everyone's got their own story to tell. Even on social media, like I was saying to you before, I found your podcast through Twitter. I was on Twitter one day and I saw it and I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I never thought I'd be on it because I'm just me. You know, I'm drinking gin in the bath every night. I didn't think I'd be on this podcast.
Thank you.
So I think you just, if you put stuff out on social media, people are going to see that as well. Don't go tagging like every single person, but just put it out on social media. I did that for my demo and it's now got 60 listens. It could be my nan. It could be my nan listening to it 60 times. I'm not going to rule that out. But you never know through social media who's going to see you. You've got to build a good profile of yourself as well. If you go for a pint with someone, if you go for coffee with someone, I think you can tell a lot through their social media. So I hope people would be able to tell out a bit about me and my character through my social media. So I think social media is so important for the radio industry as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like if you're part of a student radio station, then they have like all their social media supporting them and that can be the way they get listeners. And also just using your own social media to sort of promote your own work. I think that's what's great. And the SRA have definitely, during coronavirus times, used that to their benefit during this, because we've got the digital SRA conference. We've had the I Love Student Radio Awards. We've had Demo Factor.
Of course. Well, life is so weird right now. We all know that. And the one thing that's kind of keeping us all normal, and it's kept me normal, is radio. It's like, I even got one for my birthday. I don't know why. I was like, I have a radio. And it's that thing you just put in the corner of your bedroom. And like, whenever you feel a bit lonely or you need cheering up, it's always there for you. And it can adjust to your mood. And that's what I kind of loved about doing student radio. I'd always the best part of the shows is when you kind of talk to the listener, because it's so personal. It's the most personal medium ever, as I put in every single one of my university essays. It's that friend in the room. It's there for you whenever you need it. And it can, you can proper transform yourself into anywhere when you listen to the radio. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely during these times where people might be living alone, and if you have a radio, it's one of those things you can just pick up and listen to.
Of course, I've struggled a lot with my mental health, like through university a bit home as well. Just because the times are so weird, you know. I've done 3 years of university and it's all kind of ended like this. But as soon as you kind of put the radio on, you can, it speaks to you in a way that you would never expect it to. I mean, it's just a bit of technology in the corner, isn't it? But it's so powerful in kind of in the messages that it can send out.
So to finish, do you have any advice for those currently in student radio?
Do it is the number one bit of advice I can give. Find what you love about it. So maybe you don't want to be a presenter, maybe you want to be a producer, maybe you just want to go and chill out in the studios, maybe you want to be a technical guy, kind of all that stuff, jingles, whatever you want to do. Find your love in it and then kind of explore it as much as possible. And be yourself. There's no disguising who you are. And student radio is a time to kind of build up your personality. It's given me so much confidence. And kind of, yeah, find your niche. Like I've interviewed, I think, like 4 animals on the radio now. I don't know why I interview animals. It was a chicken, then it was a sheep, then it was a pig. Even my university assignment, okay, I did it on shop. I interviewed this duck and it got kind of a good response. I then did it for my university assignment. I don't know why I did it, but I did. I interviewed a chicken on like a children's wildlife radio show. And that was kind of, that's what I was known for, the person who would interview an animal. But there's worse things to be known for, I suppose. So you've got to be yourself and you've got to love every second of student radio, because it will come to an end one day, like it has for me now. And I just sit here and I think to myself, I'd do anything to kind of do another 3 years of student radio. It's so brilliant. So be yourself, basically, and enjoy every second.
Well, thank you, Harry, for being part of my podcast and talking to me about your experiences and sharing tips on your experience in student radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It's been amazing. I've loved every second of it.
Thank you again, Harry, for being part of the podcast. It was lovely to get an insight into your student radio journey. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!